This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Welcome to Second Date Update today. Here on the Thunder and PT show, we've got Travis on the phone with us this morning. Travis, good morning. How was your weekend?
Oh, you guys, I've been sitting looking at my phone all weekend, hoping to get a call from this girl.
And I don't mean to laugh. I laugh because I've been there. Not anymore. I'm married now. So tell us about this date with Samantha, Travis. How did that go?
Yeah, so it was like a pretty casual thing. I hesitate to even call it like a first date. It was more like one of those morning dates where you get coffee and breakfast and you just kind of like get to know each other a little bit. It seemed like we wanted to go on a date together. We were kind of talking about what we would do for our real first date. Mm-hmm. And then I just haven't heard from her, and it's been like a good week and a half.
Was it her idea to do more of the, I guess I'll say, like, you know, coffee thing? Was that her idea or yours?
It was like kind of a mutual thing. It was like, okay, we hadn't actually met face to face ever before. We had met online, obviously. And it's like, you know, I totally understand. And I think, you know, it makes sense when you meet somebody online to maybe do something like a little bit more casual.
Yeah, sure. And how less long, commitment almost.
In this coffee date or this breakfast date, how long were you together on that date?
We were probably there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow. Okay. Good. So it wasn't quick. So she wasn't trying to get out of it. Was there anything awkward during those 2 hours?
Yeah, a weird moment or something, or anything that she said or you said where, you know, you'd be like, okay, this is, she's out of here.
I don't want to go out with you again.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think. I guess I would tell you now if I thought of anything. Mm-hmm. We shared some good laughs, like had good conversation. I mean, look, we were there for, you know, an hour and a half or whatever. It's not like it wasn't going well.
Yeah.
But maybe she was like, maybe she wanted something more exclusive on a first date, because I know like while we were talking for a while and stuff, it wasn't like it was anything like special.
Yeah.
You know, it was just coffee.
Okay. So maybe there's just miscommunication. You say it's only been a week and a half, but you've reached out obviously, and there's been no response. Here's what we're going to do with your approval, Travis. We're going to call Samantha and see what's going on, get some answers to these questions. How about that?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And hopefully lead you to a second date. Okay,
for
you
sure.
Stay right there. Samantha, we'll give her a call. If she answers, we'll figure out what's going on. Second date update, the second half, coming up right after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Our listener Travis would love to see Samantha again for a second date, especially after a first date that was a coffee date that went so well.
Yeah, so it was like a pretty casual thing. I hesitate to even call it like a first date. It was more like one of those morning dates where you get coffee and breakfast and you just kind of like get to know each other a little bit.
It's Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Samantha.
Yeah,
Samantha, hi. Don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here, the radio show at 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us about a date that you went on?
A date?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a thing called Second Date Update, and we actually got a message from a gentleman named Travis that you went on a coffee date with. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. He was the dinosaur guy.
The dinosaur guy?
Yeah, dinosaurs. Yep.
Can you, what do you mean dinosaur?
I mean, he wouldn't stop talking about dinosaurs. I mean, we were in the middle of like breakfast,
right,
and all he can talk about is dinosaurs. Like, okay, he's 5 years old. I don't know.
Okay. So he said the date was, we asked him, he said this coffee breakfast date went like an hour and a half or so. Did he talk about dinosaurs the entire time?
why it lasted so long. Look, I even tried to tell him a couple of times that I'm terrified of dinosaurs, okay? And he just wouldn't stop.
Why are you, first of all, why would you be terrified of something that's been extinct for 50 million years?
Well, have you seen the Jurassic Park movies?
But I mean, it's a movie.
On. Yeah.
It's not true. I mean, okay, anyway. We have turtles and crocodiles.
So you tried tried to like get him to, you know, change a subject or whatever.
Yes, okay. I did. And then to make matters worse, like in the middle of the restaurant, he suddenly tucks his arms in under his shirt and breaks out in this really loud dinosaur impression.
All right. Now that's crazy.
What? I thought you loved the pterodactyl impression.
No, it was weird. Wait a minute. Wait, is that Travis?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, we have Travis on the line. We managed to prevent him from talking about dinosaurs.
What's going
on? Dude, Travis, you didn't see anything about all this dinosaur talk.
What's wrong with the pterodactyl impression?
Oh, my God. Look, it's kind of lame. I mean, especially at 9 in the morning over coffee.
I thought it was cute.
Okay, Samantha, of that 90 minutes you guys were together on this breakfast date, how much of it was taken up by dinosaur talk?
Probably 88.
And the other 2 minutes was the pterodactyl.
Okay, I want to hear the the pterodactyl impression, Travis. Okay, that's not too bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Okay,
maybe you should do a date at like the science museum, like honestly, or something. You know?
Yeah, I think that's a great. But she's gonna go. Samantha, you're not gonna go for that because you're gonna be like, oh my God, I'm reliving the hell of my first date with this guy all over again. Samantha, let me.
This started out, you guys being like, "That's so weird," and then now you hear the impression. Well,
do it one more time.
Yeah, do it again. It's amazing. You know, Samantha, you may not want to go on a date with Travis, but Thunder and I do.
We want to hang with Travis. Okay, let me ask you this. Travis, is Samantha correct that you overdid the dinosaur talk?
Admittedly, I got excited about diet. Look, it's something that I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I totally get it, Samantha, if you're not into it. I did not read the room as well as I should have about a dino thing. Sorry.
Travis, I've said this a few times before, and Samantha, I hope you agree with this because I think it's brilliant. On a first date especially, you've got to try harder to be interested than interesting. And so, you know,
it's not about you. It's about asking questions.
Right. And finding out about who is this person that, you know, I could potentially, you know, at least date on a regular basis. Would you agree with that, Samantha?
Oh, definitely. I'm not sure. Yeah. That he asked one question about me.
Is that you doing the dinosaur impression again? Or is that a dog?
That's a dog in my background.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Cool. I think your dog is as good as the pterodactyl impression as you are.
All right. So here's what we're...
He's not doing it.
Samantha, here's the thing. If Travis drops the pterodactyl and the dinosaur talk, like, would you give him a second chance? You kind of said you liked him, right?
I get a feeling that there's cute? That you think that he's a nice guy.
I mean, he's not a bad guy. I mean... Yeah. Look, I'm interested, and the fact that you went out of your way to get a radio station to call me, I mean, that shows some moxie. So, I'd try a second date, but can we please
say that again? Say that one more time.
I'd go for a second date with Travis.
Oh yes, my God! You gotta be kidding me! I didn't see this one coming. It's funny because the pterodactyl impression originally hurt you, and now it brought you back to life, Travis.
Let's hear the pterodactyl impression again.
a Victorian pterodactyl call.
Okay. Oh, my. Okay. Something other than a coffee thing and maybe not the science museum or whatever.
Guys, we got to run, but
amazing.
Have fun on your next adventure, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.